Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The word you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you hear me. See that? I get rolling. I miss you guys. I haven't been around for a little bit. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can send me an email. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And again, you can get so involved. I know some of you right now are probably, and I don't blame you, probably listening to the president's the real president. I'm sorry, President Trump at his rally. And seriously, I mean, for a guy that didn't get the vote, right, who lost, he draws more people to a crowd than the current president does, for God's sakes. But hey, what do I know, right? I don't have a clue. We don't have a clue. We're all idiots. Don't you know that? I love these people. I love the ones that are getting on our case for still saying, and I know some of you probably don't agree with this, but don't know what to tell you. The bottom line with this, again, the more and more I see the numbers, the more and more that you see how many votes were cast or changed. It's just amazing. And now there's that movie that's out, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. If you don't believe, in any way, shape, manner, or form, if you don't believe that movie is showing you how it was stolen, then you're just I don't even know how to say it, you're diehard Maroney. I mean, seriously. It's in front of your face. Everything that took place has to leave you pause for that election. And I mean everything. I mean, you know, voter counts at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? Trucks pulling up with ballots at 3 a.m. that are still being counted. We're being counted 5 days later, 7 days later. Are we for real? Seriously. So when you start saying, oh, God, he's one of those, he must be one of those MAGA guys that just believe. No, I'm a real person. I believe that, you know, to look at the numbers, to look at the reality. Right? And then come back and turn around and say, okay, look, let's say Joey B did win. And let's say Trump actually did lose. Help me understand this chasm, these numbers that just don't make sense. Help me understand how there's, you know, 72,000 more votes in one state or ballots returned in one state that were actually mailed out. Help me understand why 24,000 votes in another state, people voted in two counties. And not only that, not only did they vote in two counties. Let's say President Biden won that state, maybe by, 12,000 votes. Well, then, if you, I know, somebody's going to say, well, how do you know they weren't all for Joe Biden? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're a person I ain't really keen to talk to. Right? Hey, it's like Barack Lori filled in for me last night. And it was nice to have him here. We've been trying to pull that off for a long time. So, you know, and Barack, God bless him. I mean, I was joking with him. Some of you know he's an attorney. I'm sure he mentioned that a half dozen times last night, because attorneys do that. And I joked with him when we first started talking about it. He said, I don't know, 3 hours. I said, wait a minute, you're an attorney. You can argue for 3 hours. Are you serious? This should be a slam dunk for you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, Trump is in Pennsylvania tonight. So hopefully he's whipping those people into place. All of a sudden, okay, I'm not saying anything's going on here. The CDC is probing a mysterious liver disease suspected in a large number, right? 25 to 50 children have died, and it might be, I'm not going to say what it is. I mean, you just don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 100 possible cases of a severe liver disease in children. About two dozen states reported suspected cases of after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention put out a call for doctors to be on the lookout for surprising cases of hepatitis. The cases date back to late October in children under 10. Now, look, here's something else, by the way. I was reading some of the points in the Pfizer dump, the numbers, right? And I wish I could find it again. If one of you know where it is, go ahead and send it to me. But the shot, if you would, if you truly believe it was effective at all, the shot, if you would, went from, I think it was like, 60-some-odd percent effective. 60, not 95, 60-some-odd percent effective, down to 1% in 12 weeks. So for 12 weeks, a little over half a chance of working on you. And then after that, it just might as well not be existent.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, no, wrong person. I'm sorry. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution, truly, is you got to get informed. All right, you got to have the information. Otherwise, like I love to say, you become them. Do you really want to be a them, or a they, or an e, or a they, or a yay, or how many of those are there? There's a bunch of them, aren't there? Alfonso Rachel joins me usually on Thursdays, but tonight because we had yesterday was a national day of prayer for all you heathens who didn't know. sorry. I couldn't control myself. You know what I'm saying? But no, seriously. And so I was at an event last night, and I always appreciate Brock Lurie filled in for me. So that was really, really nice of him. 3 hours of move flapping the jaws. Zoe, the host of what? The Zopian Den, the Anti-Fighting Duty Bible Study, the Zoe Loft, co-host of a great show you can catch on Sundays at SoulFoodRadio.net. SoulFoodRadio.net. Alfonso Rachel. We call him Zoe, though, right? Because Alfonso sounds, that sounds way too Guinea. I mean Italian. We got enough Italians on this show. We don't need another one.
Well, my name being Alfonso, yeah. It sounds Italian, right? Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is, yeah, but...
But he's not a cannoli either. That's the problem.
No. It's actually German.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Okay.
Papers? Right. Oh, papers? Mm.
Yeah.
Papers? What's funny is that...
Not those kind of papers. Knock it off.
Not those kind of papers. No, it's funny because I got... my Alfonso being my first name, it's German. And my last name, Rachel, which is Hebrew. So... Am I a mutt or what?
You must have a lot going on between the years there, you know? The hate you must have for yourself must be tremendous.
It cancels itself out. I don't know.
I know, right? There you go. I mean, oh God. I know. People are already going, ooh, I don't know about this. All right, lighten up. Giggle at yourself.
Yes.
I mean, seriously,
I do.
If you don't think that God has a sense of humor, just look in the mirror in the morning. Seriously.
Right.
Anyhow. Yeah, I know. I'll get razzed for that one too, but I don't care about that either. Anyhow, so hey, listen. I don't know if you've seen the massive meltdown that people are having out in front of the Supreme Court, because Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned as we know, or as we understand, I should say as we know, and therefore, my God, women are going to have to fly to Italy to get an abortion now, right?
I guess. Yeah, we're going to have to put the toilet paper on guard, man. We might see a shortage in toilet paper because they're going to be snatching them all up so they can wipe away them liberal tears, man. Oh, man, the inconvenience of having to go someplace else, I guess, to murder your kid. Man, how dare you inconvenience somebody and get in their way of murdering somebody? How dare you?
But listen, so this is my argument. I'm going to bring this up, too, when Sonya joins us later, joins me later on. If you listen to the arguments, all of them center around what? The black community, the lower socioeconomic rungs in community, the women, the poor women who couldn't afford to do it otherwise. Wait a minute. You tell me rich people don't have abortions? You tell me only poor people need abortion? Why? Because they sexually promiscuous? I don't understand. If you listen to this thing like you were an alien that just landed here, and you were listening to this argument, you would think blacks, actually, all people of color, right, are having way too much unprotected sex. And we got to stop that. And this is what it sounds like. And nobody puts you back on that line.
Man, okay, so...
I'm sorry.
It's funny how... profiling is supposed to be taboo, right? You can't have these women having children because they're poor. And this is one of their arguments that, well, if this kid is born poor, he's probably going to be a menace to society, or he's going to be like, become a ward of the state. I mean, they want us to be wards of the state anyway, but they don't want this unborn kid to be another kid, on the government teat or anything like that. But be, like I said, become a menace to society. So they're already profiling the kid, Joe. And these are the justifications that they make to kill the child. Yeah. By profiling it.
Again, as I always say, it's just amazing. And frankly, people, it's not going to stop till you decide not to be afraid to open your mouth and step up and say something. There's no problem with protecting life. None whatsoever.
Yeah. None.
And my attitude, I think I told you this, I mean, God's been working on my heart for years, and the bottom line is, I'm not going to vote for anybody who won't protect life, no matter what office they're running for. Because if they're not going to protect life, then they're not going to protect me for sure. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So
it's got to be solid, man. It's we've, you know, kind of you know, been wishy-washy about this for a while, and we need to call it what it is. It is murder. We don't tolerate murder. You know, and we need to not give into the narrative that we cannot take the word of God into our discourse. You have to have, it's like, just because, well, I don't believe in your God. Well, you know what? I don't believe in your non-belief. Okay. You cannot take God away from the argument. And this is how this goes, because on what basis, number one, do you say that murder is evil? Well, you have to have something to, you have to have a foundation on how we perceive each other to see that murder is evil. Well, and when we know that it's evil, the word of God says, if you give your kid over to sacrifice. We talked about this earlier, Joe, and this is a hard line to draw. This is a line to strike in the sand. You murder, you are to be put to death. If you turn a blind eye to somebody who is passing their kid off to be sacrificed, you are to be put to death too. So we need to, like, step up and just say, hey, man, this dog will not hunt, all right? It's got to stop, because we're dealing with these loonies right now who are saying the same crap, the same stuff that the priests of Moloch were saying back then. It's all the same cultural stuff and justifying why they should be able to have the right to sacrifice their kid. They're celebrating it, Joe. They celebrate it. Well, what the crap do you think those festivals were back then? This ain't nothing new. They were having festivals and celebrations as they would pass their kids through the fires of Moloch. Now they're out there gathered in front of state houses celebrating there. It's the same thing.
Listen, they're out there fighting for the right to go back
yes.
to do that. And, you know, here's the funny thing about it. First of all, it hasn't been taken away from them. Let's start off that way. There's no ruling yet. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to come down yet. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on his first trip to Asia as president. The president is working on deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. The president set to meet with the new leader of South Korea, along with leaders from Australia and India. As far as the timing of this trip, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, gives it a thumbs up.
Well, I actually think the trip is well-timed, because the single biggest thing we can do to push back against President Xi and other authoritarian regimes in the region is to beat the Russians in Ukraine.
A pro-life bill in Oklahoma is heading to the governor's desk after passing the state legislature. The measure was approved on a vote of 73-16 in the House on Thursday. It bans abortion from conception and allows Oklahomans to sue abortion providers. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. It looks like it's going to be your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. You know, ignorance will kill you every single time. Right? So be informed. Really, and frankly, let me bring him on because I'm getting all tongue-tied here. Right? So we got Alfonso Rachel joins us like he does every week. You know, he is the host of the Zoloft, Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net, and you can find that, or Soul Food Radio is a show. You can find it at SoulFoodRadio.net. One of my arguments, though, is even in the Christian world, right? You get all these Christians, ignorant Christians running around, and they're throwing out scripture that has absolutely nothing to do. When another Christian gets in an argument with you, I've had this happen. They look at you and they go, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Or no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you go, wait a minute, I'm a weapon? I'm being formed against you? I'm hitting you with the truth in the scripture, or I'm telling you, and you don't like it, so therefore you're going to try to use the scripture? Okay, yeah, you do that. We'll see how that works out. Hey, you know, the devil knows scripture too. Well, anyway, we'll move on from there. Right?
Yes, he does.
But, you know, that kind of ignorance makes me nuts. It's the same thing in the regular world. I mean, the ignorance of what people believe to be truth and not truth. My wife and I were talking yesterday, and we have some friends that we've been talking a little bit about, bouncing things around about abortion, and how people think about what this, not just the government, but these evil people have taught our young girls over the years, that it's just a blob of cells. Don't let them tell you any different. So for years, they dug this into our kids, right? And what's the big whoop? It's like they get rid of a wart. Not a big deal. And then when we got better technology, right, what did they flip it to? Yeah, it's a baby, but it's a woman's right. A woman has a right to decide what grows in her body and doesn't. Well, I got a lot to say about that. But anyhow, I was just, you know, when it came to misinformation, it is really funny. And they are. That's why they want this disinformation, department. They're the kings of disinformation, are they not?
Oh, yes, they are. And what better to have your own department to go ahead and just, you know, if you say something that's not true, well, you can go ahead and qualify it as true if you want to and just accuse everybody else of disinformation. It's nice to have that kind of, you know, as I say, it's not power that corrupts. It's weakness that corrupts. And these people are very weak. And that's what they do with their power. You know, they use their power to justify their weaknesses. So, yeah, these people, man. What were you saying just a second ago about the...
You ain't that old yet, brother.
Rewind the tape, Joe. Rewind the tape.
Give me a hint.
You give me a hint. Because you were saying such brilliant stuff for me to comment on, man.
There you go.
I don't know where to start.
Which one do I pick? It was all the ignorant stuff. You know, people who spew ignorance, and I brought Christians into the picture because you know we're like the spewer of ignorant kings. You know, you grab a scripture out of context, or you grab a scripture you think pertains to the situation, and you're speaking truth to someone, another Christian. And the only scripture you can come up with is, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Oh, that's selective scripture stuff. It's like, look, you're right. I am a weapon. The Lord gives us a sword of truth. He wants us to be an arrow in his quiver. And it's one of those things where it's, you know, you can go ahead if you want to and talk about, you know, and as we were saying earlier, yeah, the devil knows scripture too. Actually, we should clarify that. It's not that the devil knows scripture. He doesn't know scripture. But he knows how to recite it, you know. Say because if he knows scripture,
and that's okay. I mean, he can. You're exactly right. I mean, he can spew scripture. He doesn't know what it is, and he doesn't believe it.
Right, he doesn't believe it. Well, because the thing is, scripture is the word of God. Well, the word of God is what was in the beginning and who was God in the first place. So Satan doesn't really know scripture because, well, he would know better than to challenge the word of God himself, as the Lord has said. Hey, it is written, "You shall not test the Lord your God." I don't see anybody else here, Satan. It must be me. So, and you hear testing, you better learn to know better. But you got these people out there who do try to, like, take these words. And I've seen it a lot, man. You have people out there who call themselves Christian. And we pray for these people to not find out the hard way, man, that the Lord don't know you. He says it himself. It's like, look, I don't know you. I don't know where you come from. Right? And the thing is, Joe, Jesus is like, man, I know everything, which means that if I don't know you, it means I don't want to. I don't want to know you because you are taking my name in vain. You are using my name to justify wickedness and lawlessness. Oh, I got issues with you.
Well, no, but Jesus is so loving and accepting and loves you no matter what you do. You know, I mean, seriously. Now I get that from a standpoint of, you know, when you have children, you know, there's been times where, you know, you want to take them out and, you know, but you still love them. There's times where, you know, you've got to discipline them, but you still love them. You know, there's times where you look at that child and go, there is no way you came from my loins and I'm going to send you back to the hospital. There's something wrong here. And, you know, I mean, but you always love them. You always love them. And you want them to do what the right thing is. You want to correct them. You want to send them in the right direction. So when they use that term, I'll always, you know, Jesus loves you. Jesus always loves you. Okay, you've blown it out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where it's kind of like, okay, sure, I can have these three women. Yeah, okay, Lord, you love me. I can tell.
Exactly. Not what he means.
Not even close, is it?
They're trying to sell us on this unconditional love, Jesus. Like, no, Jesus is quite conditional. This whole unconditional love and Jesus loves you no matter what. The Lord himself says, he doesn't even say I hate wickedness. The Lord says I hate those who do wickedness. The person, like people say, love the sinner, you know, hate the sin. Love the sin. No, God hates the sinner. All right, you do wickedness, you choose to do wickedness and keep on doing that. God is like, I hate you. that's written.
Okay, expand. No. seriously. But you and I talked about this, what was it, last Sunday or the Sunday before, and I said to you, here's the problem I have. And it's not, you know, into the world problem, it's kind of like you're coming at this like we still are a Christian nation. And I know last time I said this on my show, some of my people got mad at me, but I said, we may have Christian foundations. We have may have been founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We may have been founded on the Word of God. But stop telling me we're a Christian nation when we're fighting about killing kids in the street,
right,
when we're passing laws that you could abort a baby coming through the birth canal from the birthing person. Stop telling me that we're a Christian nation when none of those things line up with the Word of God.
Well, you know, the thing is, Joe, we better start demanding that we are a Christian nation. We better take it there. It may need to be us saying that, hey, y'all need to knock it off with this, because you know what? Dang it, we're a Christian nation. All right, now what you're doing? Because, man, Joe, I ain't gonna let them drag me into their ethnicity. And let's be clear on what ethnicity is. Ethnicity, from the word ethnos, means a nation's whose God is not the God of Israel. That's what ethnicity isn't about your color or anything like that. Ethnicity means a nation whose God is not the God of Israel. That's what it is. So they are not dragging me into their ethnicity. They're not dragging me into their nation, into their culture. I am a resident of an annex of the kingdom. I'm part of the one nation under God. This is a Christian nation. If I got anything to say about it, I don't know what these heathens are trying to do. They ain't dragging me into that.
But
we gotta fight, Joe.
What?
We gotta fight.
Oh, listen. Now you know I'm more than willing to fight. Right?
That's right. I know you fight.
Don't let them have
that language, Joe. Don't let them have it.
These people, you know, our brothers, or people who claim to be our brothers and sisters, you know, the bottom line is until you decide to fight, until you decide to push back, until you decide to say, you know, I know it's a cliche, but no, not on my watch. Well, this is what you're going to see. And this is what you're going to have. When you have the New York State Legislature passing a bill that allows partial birth abortion, and they're excited about it. Right? And 80% of the people in there professing to be Christians.
Mm.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and where was it? In Florida, right? The heathens in the legislature there, when they were passing that, you know, parental rights bill. What did the Democrats start doing? They started coming out of their seats. Now, these are elected officials. These are not community protesters or community organizers. These are people that were elected to do a job. Stay and fight. Fight for what you believe to be his truth. No, they get out of their seats. They start going out and yelling and making as much noise as they can inside the chamber where most people would be pulled out. Right? Because they didn't like what was being said. All right, I don't agree with that. But if they think it's okay, why don't we do it? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a minute.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Group show 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. But truly, look at, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then speak out. In all reality, just speak out at that point, because then we're on the same page. Okay? I mean, seriously. All right. Let me get to him. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. No, don't get confused. It's not Thursday night. It is Friday. So we just put it off today because yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Oh, you saw the email I sent you, right? Did you just see the email I sent you?
Did you feel a tremor in the forest, though? I mean, Joe, did you feel a tremor in the forest?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Cool.
Anyway,
What am I talking about? Oh, your face was just perfect. You'll have to go check that out later on.
I actually forgot that you said that you would know. You even said that you would know when I got the email, and I totally forgot that you saw it, and I opened it up and I'm like, yeah. Okay, sorry, Dad.
I know. I did the same thing when I saw it. We're going to talk about it in a minute, but I did the same thing when I saw that. I was like, whoa, what? So, anyhow. So, Cinco de Mayo. All right, so I was talking about misinformation and people being uninformed. And look at all this, right? So, on Cinco de Mayo, all I've heard since they moved to California, because they don't celebrate, well, they didn't celebrate it in the area I grew up in. And, oh, yeah, man, it's Cinco de Mayo. It's a Mexican celebration. And finally, I got smart enough to say, well, what's it about? Oh, it's the independence of Mexico. Oh, all right, well, I guess that's cool. All right, whatever. And first I started wondering, why are we celebrating it here? Because, you know, I grew up in a very Italian neighborhood. We didn't celebrate all the Italian stuff there, right? So anyhow, and now we're celebrating Mexico's independence. And then I come to find out it has nothing to do with Mexico's independence. So here's all these people out in the street drinking it up and partying it up, and okay, you want to party and stuff, that's cool, whatever. But at least know what the heck you're celebrating. You know?
Yeah.
And I won't go through all of it. I just found it very interesting that it really had nothing to do with the independence of. It did have to do with the battle. And they talk about, like, the French troops were invading. Part of it was because Mexico refused to pay on some of its foreign debts, stop payments. Well, they said it was temporary or what have you. And it just started, you know, a whole thing going. That is not independence. But yet, again, as we were talking about earlier, it didn't take much to get them to believe it had to do with independence, did it?
It almost sounds like a Mexican Tea Party.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Before I get to that email I sent you, I'm going to let that simmer a little bit for a second here. So I don't know if anybody knows about these crisis pregnancy centers. Now, I've been involved with them for a long time. I've got one local to me. We support it. We help them wherever we can. And so these crisis pregnancy centers are put out there so that they are usually Christian run, but anybody can come to them. You don't have to convert to get their help. And when these young ladies are in trouble, or what they perceive to be trouble, they get pregnant, their only option doesn't have to be abortion. So they go to these pregnancy centers, and the pregnancy centers help them with their wellness, help them with medical checkups and all this other stuff. And then what happens is the young girl decides that she's going to keep the baby. They help her with prenatal and after it's born. I mean, there's support here for the young lady or the young couple or what have you. So do you remember all the yelling and screaming about abortion clinics and abortion clinic doctors being shot and those are those right-wing Christian whacks and the whole nine yards, right? Well, first and foremost, only one was ever shot, one doctor, and it was a person that was sick. Not just a Christian person, but a person that was mentally ill and known to be mentally ill, all right? So now what are we doing because of SCOTUS? These crisis pregnancy centers, which is what they're called, now they're starting to be windows smashed, windows being painted on, doors being painted over. Why? Because the only difference is they don't offer abortions. They truly have medical health care for the young girls that come in. Think about
that.
Right?
Yeah, and you know, Planned Parenthood, they keep saying abortion isn't the only service that we offer. I'm like, that really is the only service that you guys are really concerned with. And you guys try to act like, you know, you give all these other services. You give referrals. You may give referrals for people to go to other services and stuff like that. But abortion is like your thing. And that guy, you know, who was shot, just like you said, he was this really, you know, sick guy. He was a friend of the so-called Dr. Gosnell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were friends. And look how, I mean, Dr. Gosnell, the so-called doctor, was taking the babies that he was aborting, you know, birthing them alive. He would take those babies and he would use them as bait. for crab fishing. Oh. Just to give you an idea of how sick he was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God they didn't show that in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Mm. All right. I mean, sir, that is bad. All right, we got a little bit of time left, and I want to enjoy this one. For some of you who are watching, what?
Oh, man.
For some of you who are watching, you saw at the beginning of the segment, you saw Zoe, his eyes light up, looked like, what?
They didn't light up. Hey, man.
No, not in a good way. But then you were like, what? Holy, you could have lit up the whole building the way you opened your eyes. So, apparently now, should your little daughter decide that she might be a he, there's a trans outlet or a trans store kind of thing online that offers these little, they look like they're knitted, little penis attachments. They're called Bitty Bug Soft Packer. So that the girls can understand or know what it's like to have something like that between your legs. I'm cleaning it up from what's here.
It's like, look, I'm wearing Alyssa Milano's face mask in my undies. Right? That's Alyssa
Milano. A prosthetic penis is what they're calling it.
Hey, well, I tell you what, that thing is going to work as effectively as a pacifying penis or whichever as Alyssa Milano's so-called face mask is going to fight COVID. And by the way, she did get COVID, by the way, even after wearing that crochet face mask. Trying to say that it did have a protective layer underneath it. No, it didn't, Alyssa. No, it didn't.
Oh, my God. And this is what they're doing to your kid. Oh, they're so cool. They're so cute. Everybody should have one. You should at least try it once.
You know, yeah. What is this? A mitten for, like, your pinky finger or something like this? Is like, man, this is... Wow.
Go ahead.
And, you know, the thing is, Joe, you see pictures of them. Not that I know from experience because I've been there, but you see these pictures of these homosexuals that walk around with like little snuggies on them, like stuff like this, with their, you know, like an eye patch, wearing some sort of this thing, this whatever crap this thing is. These, man, I'm gonna have nightmares, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, warning, this product is not for infants or very young children.
Yeah.
Right? So. The person writing this goes on to say, after frustrated by the cost and discomfort of silicone options, I tried the free pattern I could find, all the free patterns I could find. I posted some photos at a large LGBTQ+ sewing group, and one person replied immediately, I had two parents ask me to make them for them, and from there it just grew. Well, we'll leave that alone. But, I mean... I don't know. I don't even know where to go. I just thought it was interesting when I saw it, actually, when somebody sent this to me, and I opened it up, and like, whoa, really? Really? Really?
So. What the crap kind of, you know, man, what kind of crap, what, parents would actually get this, and don't forget to pack your penis, your little soft pee, you make sure you take that out of school, you know, or if it's a boy, it's like, don't forget to tuck it. You know, make sure you tuck it before you go in there, before you go into class, make sure you tuck it. It's like, who does this? What kind of... We got parents like that. They're out this show. There's going to be a market for this. It's really sad. Even if they buy it as a novelty or something like that for their kid to play with, I don't know. Is, you know,
For their kid to play with? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Like, no, it is... But I look at the size of it. I think to myself, this could only work, or this is obviously made for, you know, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, right? And you're saying to yourself, my God, you really believe... that these 4 and 5 and 6-year-olds can decide what they are, what they want to be. Mommy, I want to be like you. Oh, that means you want to be a girl. Okay, we'll get right on that. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It really is ridiculous. Anyway, I didn't get to everything I wanted to get to, but whatever.
I think it'd be hilarious to like maybe like put these things on like cats, you know, like put them on a cat's foot and watch them go through
that thing. Use it for Christmas ornaments or something.
Yeah, yeah, you dangle it from the tree, Joe. You dangle it from the tree.
Real quick, tell people where they can get your music.
I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hopefully they will check out my project, Sledge X, and other goodies that we got there.
God bless America. All right, people, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Sonja is going to join. Sonja, I know. Going to join us in the next hour. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. We'll be right back.